March 31, 1926. One who does the divine will must possess everything that belongs to it. The soul who lives in the divine will must do the will of God as God does it. My poor mind was dissolving in the divine will, and an endless light invaded the little circle of my intelligence. And while it seemed that this light was as though centralized in my mind, it would spread outside and fill the whole atmosphere. And penetrating even into the heavens, it seemed as though centralized in the divinity. But who can say what one could feel and comprehend while being in that light? One could feel the fullness of happiness. Nothing could penetrate into that light which might shade the joy, the beauty, the strength, the penetration of the divine secrets and the knowledge of the supreme mysteries. Then, while I was swimming in that light, my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, this light, this dwelling so enchanting, which knows neither sunset nor night, is my will. Everything is complete in it, happiness, strength, beauty, knowledge of the Supreme Being, etc. This light's O endless, which is our will, came out of the womb of the divinity as the heritage of man, the most beautiful inheritance we could give him. It came out of our inmost womb, bringing with itself a share of all our goods, to let the creature inherit them, and to form him as all beautiful and holy, in the likeness of the one who had created him. See, then, my daughter, what it means to do my will and to live in it. There is no good that exists in heaven and on earth, which it does not possess. I want you to know them. Otherwise, how can you love them, possess them, and use them in the different circumstances, if you do not know them? If you do not know that you have a divine strength at your disposal, you will lose heart for a trifle. If you do not know that you possess a divine beauty, you will not have the courage to be with me in a familiar way. You will feel dissimilar from me, and will not have the audacity to snatch from me that the fiat may come to reign upon earth. If you do not know that everything I have created is yours, you will not love me in all things, and will not have the fullness of true love. And so with all the other things. If you do not know all the goods which my will possesses, that there is nothing which does not belong to it, and which you must possess, it would happen to you as to a poor one who was given a million, but without letting him know that such an amount had been placed in his little hovel. Poor one, because he does not know the good he possesses, he continues his poor life, his stomach half empty, his clothes tattered, and he drinks and sips the bitternesses of his poverty. But if he knows it, he changes his fortune. He turns the hovel into a palace. He feeds himself abundantly, clothes himself with decency, and drinks the sweet sips of his richness. So, as many goods as one might possess, if he does not know them, it is as if he did not have them. This is the reason why so very often I expand your capacity, I give you more knowledges about my will, and I make known to you everything that belongs to it, so that you may possess, not only my will, but everything that belongs to it. Besides, in order to come to reign in the soul, my supreme will wants to find its goods, its dominions. And the soul must make them her own, so that, upon coming to reign within her, it may find its own dominions over which to lay its regime, its command. If it does not find heaven and earth within the soul, over what can it reign? Here is the necessity for which my will wants to centralize all goods in you. And you must know them, love them and possess them, so that, being in you, it may find its kingdom, and it may dominate and rule over it. Afterwards, I was thinking about what Jesus had told me and, more than ever, I could see my littleness. I said to myself, how can I centralize within myself everything that the divine will contains? It seems to me that the more he speaks, the littler I become and the more incapable I feel. So, how can this be? And Jesus, coming back, added, my daughter, you must know that my celestial mama was able to conceive me, eternal word, within her most pure womb, because she did the will of God as God did it. All the other prerogatives which she possessed, that is, virginity, conception without original sin, sanctity, and seas of grace that she possessed, were not sufficient means to be able to conceive a God, because all these prerogatives gave her neither the immensity, nor the all-seeingness to be able to conceive a God who is immense and who sees everything, and even less the fecundity to be able to conceive him. In sum, she would have lacked the seed of divine fecundity. But by possessing the supreme will as her own life, and by doing the will of God as God does it, she received the seed of divine fecundity and, with it, the immensity and the all-seeingness. Therefore, in a natural way, I could be conceived in her, because I lacked neither immensity nor all that belongs to my being. Now, my daughter, the centralization of everything that belongs to my will be as though natural for you also, if you arrive at doing the divine will as God Himself does it. The will of God in you and that which reigns within God Himself will be one. What is the wonder, then, if everything which is of God, and which this will rules, preserves and dominates, is also yours? Rather, what is needed is that you know what belongs to it, so that you may love the goods you possess, and in loving them, you may acquire the right of possession. Doing the will of God as God does it was the highest, the most substantial, the most necessary point for my mama, in order to obtain the longed-for Redeemer. All of her other prerogatives were the superficial part, the decency, the decorum which befitted her. The same for you, if you want to obtain the longed-for Fiat, you must arrive at this, doing the will of God as God does it.